You're listening to The Rundown on the SportsMap Radio Network. From the SportsMap Radio Studios, here's Jeff Michael.
Good song. Reminds me of one of those clubs, you know? Those ones that have the those poles in them. What are those called? Good stuff. Welcome back into The Rundown. I am Jeff Michael. Hit me up on Twitter, JeffMichael_422. Call the show, 1-800-224-2004. If you missed anything, go to @SportsMapRadio, @SportsWithBalls. Right now, I want to bring in former Giant great tight end Howard Cross. He joins the show, broadcaster for the YES Network and New York Giants Radio Network. How are you, Mr. Cross?
I am doing good, doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. Good to have you on the show. I guess first off, Giants looked okay in the first half, kind of faltered in the second half. What do you think about this Giants team right now sitting at 2-1?
They would have taken 2-1 if you would have asked them before the season coming into this. They would have been very happy with 2-1. I think they're a team that's improving. I think they met up with a team. They had a really good defense last night, and it showed that they're just not there yet as far as the defense goes. I mean, offensive line and stuff.
Yeah, their offensive line. Look, there's a couple of rookies on there, some backup guys. Like, it looks like they struggled quite a bit last night. Is there any room for improvement on that offensive line? Is anybody coming to help?
But yeah, you know, they're probably on their third and fourth guards, or fourth and fifth guard. I'm not really sure exactly how far down it is. They got some guys that are going to come back off the injury list. They'll be in. The young tackle that's playing, the kid from Alabama, he's probably going to get better and better. You know, week in and week out, he'll go evaluate himself. He's kind of a pro's pro. And like I said, first time stepping up and playing against some Pro Bowl competition. It looks a little different to you.
Definitely, definitely. I got a question because the New York Giants' future is in the hands of, I guess, Daniel Jones right now. Is he on the hot seat? He can run the ball a little bit. It's not like I'm a Daniel Jones hater. I don't like the way his throwing arm is, and I just don't see – he's not as accurate as I would like from a quarterback. But what other options are the Giants going to have? And is Daniel Jones – is he going to make it through the season?
Well, if he has another night like last night, it might be hard for him to get through the season. I think he had like more than 20-plus pressures. He got hit a ton. He got sacked like about 7 times, I believe. That's not, you know, sustainable for a quarterback. You just can't do it. So his offensive line is going to have to pick him up. When he's able to step into his throws and throw the ball, he's pretty accurate. He's pretty phenomenal. And he does have the ability to get out of the pocket and run.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you get him, you know, it looks like a ton of bricks are falling on him. They're hitting him pretty hard.
Yeah, and that's what I worry about. I worry about him running the football too much, and then he's going to get hurt. But, you know, the Giants still do sit at 2-1. They are tied with the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, you got the Eagles up there at the top. We'll get to that in a minute. But the Cowboys' defense looked okay. I don't want to say they looked spectacular. They did get, I think you said, 7 sacks. I think that's about right. But the offensive line of the Giants was beat up. So I don't want to put this game as a measuring stick on the Cowboys. But are the Cowboys going to be good this season?
Well, you got Cooper Rush in there, and right now their offensive line is doing a great job protecting him. I don't think the Giants had a real pressure or a hit on him the entire night. If he can stand back there and not have a tremendous amount of pressure on him, he's going to have a good season until Dak gets back, and that's going to be the thing that's going to make the big difference in the Cowboys. He's able to get the ball to a lot of different receivers. They're trying to really focus and lock in on their run game, which gives him the ability to play action, to do whatever he wants to do. It's just they have the right combination for right now, knowing they have a guy in as their backup. He's not Dak, of course, but he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I think he's earning a little bit of money right now. He's not doing bad at all. We're speaking with former Giants tight end Howard Cross, who actually is a broadcaster for the YES Network in New York and also the New York Giants Radio Network. Switch sports just for a second. Obviously, you got Aaron Judge over there. You paying attention to this Aaron Judge thing? You're going to go to any of the games? I think Baltimore comes in town this weekend.
Well, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I'm definitely watching the home run race with Aaron because just cool, really cool to have a guy in town chasing some history. So it's really cool for him. A guy especially that bets on himself, that puts a lot of pressure on himself to perform. That's another thing that's really cool. I think him and Lamar Jackson did the same thing. So
yeah,
it's gonna be very interesting to see how this turns out. Will Aaron Judge remain a Yankee after this season? That's the thing that everybody's like worried about. I'm like, guys, can't really worry about it. Like, you gotta pay him or lose him. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah, and depending on how he feels about the Yankees organization, he could leave regardless, because there's going to be a few teams that are going to back up the bus for him. And, you know, you went right into Lamar. That's where I was going to go with that is I don't know if Baltimore is going to back up the bus for him, even though this year it looks like he's having an MVP-type season only through week three, but he looks fantastic. He is betting on himself. Do you think he's going to get that 250 guaranteed, 5 years, $50 million, somewhere in that range?
He's going to have some crazy number thrown at him. Think about how much money the top quarterbacks are making. And if you're the franchise guy, you got to make them as much as the top four guys. He'll be making upwards of $40 million a year when they franchise him next year, trying to keep him in the house. And they can franchise him 2 years in a row. He can make over $90 million in the next 2 years,
damn,
basically guaranteed. So at this point, he's already won the game considerably.
Yeah.
If they go that route. The other problem is that where could he go and have an immediate impact? People will say, well, wherever he goes, he'd be an immediate success. Like, no, that's not true, because not everybody is able to, you know, play to his skill set. The offensive line of Baltimore, even though he gets sacked from time to time, they kind of know he's going to be moving around, stay with your blocks, and they're getting used to, you know, blocking and working with him. A new team would have to learn how to, like, really, really work with a guy that moves that much.
Yeah, it's definitely a system. I brought that up a few weeks ago when he was going through all these contract negotiations and stuff like that. It's not – I mean, Baltimore has built a system around Lamar. He can't just go fit in anywhere and work like that. I agree with you.
No, he can fit in anywhere. He has the ability to throw from the pocket. He's a phenomenal quarterback. It's just that if your group doesn't do a good job and you break down kind of quickly and he takes off, you'll be holding most of the time, because if he goes by you, you're not going to just let this guy go and get him. It's not the system that makes him great. He's great.
Gotcha.
The system's done now. Like, the system was his first year, maybe his second year. He's standing in the pocket throwing for almost 400 yards in some of these games. That's not the system. That's just Lamar being Lamar.
He's definitely showing. He's showing out. He's showing people he has an arm. And, you know, the knock on Lamar Jackson was his accuracy, and now he's chunking the ball and hitting people, and he's doing really well.
He's dropping dimes. He's doing the Aaron Judge. He's carrying the team on his shoulders.
Dolphins and Bengals face off this coming up Thursday, and the Bengals look like they may have gotten it back together. Who knows? We'll find out. But this Dolphins team is almost must-watch TV. What do you think is going to happen? Is Tua going to be able to make it through the season? We know he's kind of injury-prone, and I don't really know about if that was a concussion, if it was his back that happened this past weekend, but it looks like he's okay and back at practice this week. Is Miami going to be a team that's going to be in contention come playoff time?
Most definitely, yes. They're going to be a team that's going to be in contention through playoff time. Is it sustainable is the question, because, you know, the weather's really warm right now. The Dolphins kind of have the upper hand, especially when you play in Miami. They'll have a lot of home games. Those games will be in Dolphins' favor. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when they have to go to New England. If they go to New England when it's cold, if they go to Buffalo when it's cold, if they have any other really cold weather games, is this kind of all sustainable? And that'll be the question of the Dolphins for this year.
Talking to former Giants tight end Howard Cross, who's joining us right now, broadcaster for the YES Network in New York and New York Giants Radio Network. All right, one last question before I get you out of here. Are the Giants going to make the playoffs?
That I don't know. I mean, they'd have to, and that's not a suck. They got the Bears this week.
Yes, sir.
That should be a win. They got Jacksonville. Jacksonville's starting to look better. So places where you thought you might get wins or it might be easier, it's going to be harder. They got to find a way to keep guys on the field. They got to keep Tony on the field. Phenomenal talent, but they can't keep him on the field. He's always got a hamstring, and hamstrings are this unpredictable injury. They lost Sterling Shepard last night to a serious knee injury, so that means he's out. That means that Galladay, as much maligned as he is by the fans, he's going to have to find a way to work his way back into the offense and back into Daniel Jones and Daboll's good graces. They have players there. They just got to some way somehow make more plays until guys get back. They need Leonard Williams to get back. He was out of the game. You could definitely tell that the Cowboys understood that. They were running the ball right up the middle, right where Leonard Williams would have been. So you get all these guys back, and all of a sudden it looks different. But when you don't have a lot of guys, the Giants don't have a lot of depth, and that's one of the things that's going to hurt them. So they're about a year or two away from having a couple more drafts, picking up a few more free agents to be like playoff contenders year in and year out. But we don't know like where they're going to end up this year because we don't know exactly who's going to be available for the entire season.
Well, you played at MetLife. Is the turf that big of an issue, and why have they not put grass down there?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't think the turf's that big of an issue, but evidently it is because guys are tweaking and tearing and falling. But that's the thing. Like this new age turf with the tire pellets or whatever they put in it is supposed to be just like a grass field. And it's supposed to be more durable when it's freezing out and all this other stuff. If guys are getting hurt, people are going to start looking back at it and trying to figure it out. If not, there'll be somebody that will eventually find a way to have a lawsuit against them and say, I only got hurt because of this turf. And then it will disappear altogether.
Yeah, that cost me $60 million in my career. But, hey, I appreciate you joining the show. Former Giants tight end Howard Cross. Join him on broadcasting at the YES Network and New York Giants Radio Network. Appreciate you, Mr. Cross. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you have a great one, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good stuff. Howard Cross, former Giants tight end, talking about the turf. Ah, man. He said he didn't have an issue with it, and there's other players that said they didn't have issues with it either. I just wonder if it is. I mean, look, if you go on Twitter right now or go into any other social media site, people complain all the time about MetLife turf. But nobody else really got injured right now, but people are tweaking things just like he said. I don't know. But I bring up the question again. Why is it not grass? You can't tell me that New York doesn't have the money. Come on, man. Look, if Aaron Judge was doing a surprise game in Giant Stadium, guess what? They're going to put grass in there. I promise. They're going to rip up that turf real quick.
Either that or they'll bubble wrap them.
Yeah, something. He'd DH. He would not play center field on a turf.
They would still bubble wrap them.
Is Toronto still turf? I need to look that up.
I think it is because it's an indoor stadium.
They played in Toronto last night, the Yankees did, and I think they play there tonight again. I wonder, was he DHing or they have him out in center field? I'll look that up.
No, they have him out there. Yankees playing.
I need to check it out. But anyways, all right, man, we had a good hour one, man. We're going to play some more music. Hour two is going to be packed. We got some baseball coming up, more football. We'll talk about this Thursday game between the Dolphins and the Bengals. There's so many good games this weekend. The one that stands out to me that's absolutely shocking is Chargers at the Texans, and I think that's because of the injuries that the Chargers have right now. Now, you said yesterday, Ron, you would sit Justin Herbert in this game, but they have lost Joey Bosa to a groin injury, and they just lost the left tackle Rashawn Slater for the season yesterday. The Chargers have been bombed with the injuries.
Yeah, that one hurt. That was really hurt.
Because he's a Pro Bowler. That guy's good.
Yeah.
You lose your best defensive player, your best offensive lineman, and your quarterback is hurt.
And your wide receiver, your top wide receiver, still fighting back.
Keenan Allen, it looks like he should play this week. He's on practice.
I almost say sit him.
He's almost right against the Texans. Maybe they still win. Who knows? He's on target to play. But right now, as it stands, the line for that game is 5.5. It's still the Chargers, but I believe, yeah, it's in Houston, and that game's 5.5. Interesting. All right, guys, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Jeff Michael. This is The Rundown.